Kinky utterances.
They rolled me into her lab, locked down and strapped up with fatigues and armor that only an Amazon or a giant would wear. Huge gauntlets rattle on my bald fists, greaves that shroud my legs, but leave my feet exposed. My soles blacken from days in confinement, tenderness long since gone. I feel fucking tiny in this getup. They've shaved my head and done other things too, prepping me for this mad science.
My dear, I know this isn't exactly ideal, but you did somewhat bring this upon yourself, Aliona. We had a deal, and you decided to fuck things up.
Fuck you, you crazy bitch! Get me out of this sick getup, or I swear you're fucking dead!
Ah, temper, temper, my dear. Getting worked up before a big procedure isn't wise. I need you relaxed and ready. And don't forget, you made promises that you then broke. I thought a former Olympic athlete would have more integrity. Still, I know that times are hard and they can get to a person. That's why we all need to grow stronger.
I said I'd get you the files. I said I'd try to get you the best candidates for this bullshit, but it fell through. I didn't promise a damn thing. I just wanted what was fair after what happened.
Well then, my dear, this is fair for both of us. You become so much more than what you were. And my research hits the next stage. A genuine testing of my venom serum. And what comes after. If you had more vision, you would be excited.
You mad bitch! I should have spat in your fucking face the first time. Touch me, and I'll fucking stomp you out.
Oh, I promise, my dear. You'll have a change of perspective soon. A little education will leave you quite the new woman. And indeed, you won't be stomping anything. At least not with those little peds for the moment. That's enough chat. Time for the collar and visor. Please don't get flustered. Just relax.
No! Fuck you! I don't wanna...
I know it takes a bit getting used to. But it's all about perspective. You might find that life is a little more becoming if your spite gave way to a little more venom. Then maybe you might be more of the woman you think you are. Now, the tubing's all set up, and the visor's in place. Remember to try and breathe normally. You're going to feel a little different.
The bitch pushes the button, and I can't resist. The liquid becomes a vapor inside the mask and is soon rushing down inside me. And soon, it starts. Oh God. Oh God. Bigger and bigger. So strong. I can't stop. Oh, I want to kill her. And yet, the mask tightens. My neck, my head, they're growing. My tits, my muscles, my ass, my pussy, my fucking feet. Ugh, new abs ache. I feel so damn big. And bigger. Oh, these clothes that I was once swimming in, they're now shredding off of my body. I'm huge. Why? Why? Oh, why did I resist this? I feel so good. So angry. Like thunder. I don't need to worry. Just don't need to. Why? Why be fucking tiny, scrawny Aliona? When venom burns in my lungs, in my veins, my heart. No. Fuck Aliona. I'm...
Yes. Oh, yes indeed. No longer my little athlete, but a great Bane. My she-Bane.
Bane. Bane it is. And now, Doctor...
What? But you shouldn't...
Time to show you the fruits of what I've learned. And I'll show you. I'll keep my promises.